Trouble is still spreading in the subprime mortgage market, and community groups and private lenders now promise action. The head of the Joint Economic Committee in Congress, Democratic Senator Charles Schumer, announced this week he's working on legislation to help people refinance bad loans. But it's not clear whether any of these actions will be enough to stop a predicted surge in home foreclosures. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
Congressional interest in the problems weighing on the mortgage market has been growing, and this week the talk turned to solutions.
We in the Congress need to redouble our efforts to protect American families and communities who are at the losing end of this mess.
Schumer said the federal government needs to spend hundreds of millions of dollars to help distressed homeowners avoid foreclosure. But Schumer did not have a detailed proposal and declined to speculate on when federal relief might be forthcoming. But while lawmakers try to hammer out an appropriate response to the mounting foreclosures, others are moving more quickly. The Neighborhood Assistance Corporation of America, a housing advocacy group, this week committed $1 billion to help address the problem. The money will come from Citigroup and Bank of America. And a number of smaller lenders are also stepping up efforts to work with borrowers. EMC, a mortgage lender with 500,000 outstanding loans, says it plans to rewrite or modify as many as 1,000 loans a month. EMC's president, John Vella, says they've even created a special unit to contact troubled borrowers, stealing a name from a popular 60s TV show.
The Mod Squad is a combination of an outreach program where we've put 50 of our negotiators in a separate group, giving them special technology, phone capabilities, and we've isolated a call center, which we call a counseling center, where we reach out to these borrowers.
And EMC plans to take its program on the road to 6 cities with high foreclosure rates in coming weeks. Mike Lloyd is the group supervisor.
We're here to help you. We're not trying to take your home. We're not trying to hurt you. We're here to help you stay in your home. And that's what I tell every person I talk to on the phone.
But many people with problem loans will not be so lucky. Most mortgages today are sold off and packaged into securities, and that makes renegotiating the terms complicated and time-consuming. Without some form of assistance, many more people will end up defaulting. But experts say there are some major hurdles to a large-scale government bailout. Thomas Lawler is a former chief economist with Fannie Mae who now runs his own consulting business.
It plays well in Peoria to say that we're going to help all these troubled borrowers. But when you actually try to figure out the who and the what, it's incredibly difficult.
The main reason, of course, is there are any number of reasons why a borrower winds up in foreclosure. Some were tricked into taking on risky loans they couldn't afford, but some simply exercised bad judgment.
For those people who put nothing down, did stated income lending where maybe they fudged their income, and now they're in trouble because the value of the home price is going down, what's the point of doing legislative action to help out people who made a bet that home prices would go up and the bet turned sour?
And experts say that sorting the deserving needy from the merely greedy will be a big problem and could prevent Congress from doing anything at all. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.